There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Newsmakers.
The movers and shakers shaping your world.
Let's get some more detail on one of our big newsmakers this morning. He is Benoit Lamonnery. He was the CEO of the troubled retailer Marker, which owns the Reem Al Bawadi restaurant chain, but he is no longer because he has stepped down, the second chief executive to leave Marker within 2 years. Joining us on the line, I'm delighted to say, from Mina Corp Finance in the research department, we have Issam Kassabieh. Issam, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I know you follow Marker closely. What do you make of this news?
I think it's basically the same thing that happened a couple of years ago when their first CEO stepped down. So it's basically the same thing. I don't think a change in management would make any difference for Marker at this moment, but it's just a normal strategy, basically, out with the old, in with the new, especially with the new capital restructure. So it makes sense to change management. Not that it will make any difference, but it's just for the public perception.
So this is, very quickly, this is a company over the past 3 or 4 years since its inception that's lost a lot of money, about 450 million dirhams. Can they turn this one around? The chairman says, yes, we can. We're now making an operating profit on a quarter-by-quarter basis. The shares are still suspended at just 28 fils. Do you see any prospects for this, any positive prospects, Issam?
Not really. From what we're seeing high inflation in the UAE. Retailers are troubled. Discount seasons are basically all year round. They're also going to extend the shopping festival coming soon. So it's not really promising. Retailers are still trying the same old habits of promotions, discounts, and this is affecting them. Now I know that Marker has basically downsized and cut off their retail arm, and they're focusing on F&B at the moment. But we also know that there's high turnover in F&B, and if you're not very good at cutting costs, you might end up exactly where Marker is right now.
Issam, Malcolm here. Morning.
Good morning.
We hear also that a ban on insider trading in public shareholding companies takes place today. I was surprised to read this. I assume there'd always been a ban on insider trading.
I honestly assumed that this was normal practice as well, actually, until I got your email this morning. See, the fact remains that the ESCA is trying to implement additional rules and regulations, and we're going to see fresh new ones in this upcoming January. It's definitely positive for the market. It aims to protect retail investors and institutional investors alike. Basically, it makes the playground a bit more fair.
Good talking to you, Issam. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
Issam Kassabieh is research head at Mina Corp Finance, stock brokerage here in Dubai. Really appreciate your insights on those top stories.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.